Tomorrow, February 14th, will commemorate the 1 year anniversary of the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida. Now, I'm still really surprised and appalled as to why stricter gun laws haven't been, you know, passed after this shooting and plenty of others. You know, many people, especially congressmen, are over here saying, oh, we send our thoughts and prayers. We don't need any more thoughts and prayers. Because since 2013, that hasn't been really working out for anybody. We need stricter gun laws and harsher punishments. Not only that, but just a stronger background check, a stronger screening. You know, many people are coming up with the excuse that it's a mental health issue. If it's such a mental health issue, then take care of people's mental health. But even that isn't being taken care of. You know, a lot of people are defending having guns and not having stricter gun laws because of the fact that it is an American's natural amendment right to bear arms. But personally, I believe that a right is no longer a right when it's abused. At that point, it's just a privilege. And this privilege has gone way too far for so many Americans. And Trump likes to talk about how we're having threats from the outside of our country, from immigrants, from Mexico, from El Salvador. Well, in reality, all the terrorists that are in our country causing problems are Americans, are white male Americans. All of the mass shootings have been committed by male Americans. Most homicides and, you know, deaths and damages have been caused by male white Americans. And if he can't see that there's problems in his own country, starting with his own people, then we'll not get anywhere as a country, because he's ignoring the fact that so many atrocities have been committed by white male American citizens. And yet he likes to put blame on American issues, on immigrants specifically from Mexico and El Salvador and all of the other immigrant-based countries that have been coming across the U.S.-Mexico border. And you know, the Parkland High School shooting wasn't the only school shooting that happened within the last, you know, several years. There's been the Sandy Hook Elementary, the first one that really shook everybody. Then you have Santa Fe High School, Columbine High School. Then you also have, you know, shootings at nightclubs, like the Las Vegas shooting that happened in 2017 and the Orlando nightclub shooting. And, you know, people like to be flabbergasted and in awe, like, oh, why is this happening? You know, we need to do something about it. And yet, I bet it's those same people that don't want to give up their rights or don't want to give up a portion of their rights to secure gun safety and restrict gun violence. It was reported that in Australia, they had one school shooting, and after that, guns were limited. They were banned from the normal citizen, and there hasn't been a school shooting or, you know, just mass shooting since. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like we should all be learning something from that. If we saw that small change that they made, it made the whole world of a difference. Not just, you know, for students, but just for people in general, included their safety. Now, I'm not saying that people shouldn't be allowed to carry arms or carry guns, because yes, I do understand that in some circumstances you need to defend yourself. But at the same time, for the ways that people are getting the guns and then using the purposes of that gun to harm other people, that's where we need to, like, draw a line or at least put some restrictions on it. And by the NRA really just constantly bringing up the point that it's our amendment right to bear arms, yes. However, if you see one of these amendments going to a point where it's wrecking the lives of American citizens, either A, you need to change that amendment, or B, just somehow configure the current society that we're in to the point where we won't have that issue anymore. Mental health. That is a big excuse that people are using. Oh, someone's mental health, they're not mentally, you know, correct or up there. And yet, when people do have mental health issues and try to buy guns, they aren't necessarily stopped or put through a more thorough exam when they're trying to buy that gun. You know, there are even background checks with people who are known to be offenders, people who, now correct me if I'm wrong on this, people who do have mental illness don't exactly have a more thorough background check, because there's just a basic background check that everyone has to go through. And yet with all these things happening, you think, oh, they have a stricter background check. they'd put more forth more laws, more regulations. But none of that has happened yet. And to be honest, we shouldn't have had this many school shootings within the last, you know, decade. I honestly feel like Sandy Hook should have been the start and the end of it with stricter gun laws and stricter gun policies. But here we are several years later. And the Parkland shooting just happened last year. And God knows whether another shooting will happen this year. I mean, it's only February. You know, we were saying that it was only February last year and look what happened. So really, it's just not necessarily about abandoning your rights or abandoning a feeling of being American, but not abandoning your feeling of being human. You know, like I said earlier, we say we send thoughts, prayers, we hold vigils. And yet, several vigils later, after Sandy Hook, nothing's changed. We're still dealing with the same stuff over and over and over again. And, you know, being an American, it means to have a choice. But it also means to be safe. There are a lot of other countries out there where girls are not safe, minors are not safe, immigrants are not safe. I mean, to be honest, immigrants aren't really safe here either. But just put at a more dangerous position. And, you know, the fact that parents now can't worry about not seeing their child again at the end of the school day, that's something we really should be thinking about and talking about. You know, it shouldn't take the deaths of several children to really just get into our heads. We need to do something about it. And as much as, like, Trump, I remember last year, he went on Twitter, like, sending my condolences to all the families. They don't want your condolences, okay? They want justice. Yeah, the guy was caught, and yeah, the guy was put on the stand at court. But if we still allow these things to happen without proper rules and legislations, then, you know, what's the point? What are we doing here in this country where we can only fear for our lives because of an amendment right? No, I'm not saying to, you know, get rid of it. I'm just saying to edit it, tweak it. You know, our forefathers, back when they first wrote it, didn't predict something like this would happen. They couldn't predict, you know, the mental health or the state of our society 200 plus years from back then. But now that we see the point our society is in, now that we see the turning points that our society has come to, we need to edit those amendments. We need to edit our laws and legislation. We need to edit how our society views giving guns and, you know, mental health. If a person does have a mental health problem, I'm not saying they shouldn't have a gun, but at least make it harder, you know, make a thorough check. And come on now, really, the police brutality has got to stop as well. You know, you got the targeting black men, colored men, immigrant men, like they're the problem. They really don't really do anything. I'm not saying they're not, you know, being incarcerated for a proper reason, but compared to white men in America, the white men are causing most of the problem. All of the past terrorists, when it came to school shootings, have been white men or young white men. And if we can't see that our problems aren't stemming from the outside with the inside of our country, then we're just failing ourselves. We are failing our children. We are failing future generations. And we can continue to embrace white privilege for those who accept it and love it. But once they start coming after you and there's no one to defend for you, that's really the point where some of us is going to be like, oh, this is wrong. You know, a lot of people don't realize how big of an issue gun control is. You know, we think that, oh, guns are just for our protection. They're for our safety. But with the shootings, and, you know, 17 people were killed last year, students and faculty, and 17 others were injured, you know. And not to mention the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting that happened in 2012. I remember I was just a little kid back when it first happened, but I was still so shook. I remember looking at the newspaper of the New York Times and seeing all the individual faces of the kids that had been killed. And I'm just sitting there like, wow, that's so many faces. And being that young, I believe I was 9 years old, I didn't really get the impact. But now that I'm much older and do understand the impact, it really shows that, you know, things need to change. About 28 students were killed, and including staff. Now, if this wasn't where we stopped and said, you know, something needs to change. And this wasn't the first mass shooting ever within the school. Obviously, there were more. And I don't know how those weren't the ones to be, you know, transformative of our culture. But even now, all that's happening, and, you know, I really feel like something should have been done. Something should have been done a long time ago. You know, stop. I'm saying this again because honestly, constantly what people say, stop with the bullshit prayers and thoughts. You know, I have no problems with vigils, but if you're not fighting for protection, if you're not fighting for the right to stay safe and gun control, and you're just literally letting things happen over and over and over again. A history teacher once told me, if we don't learn from history, you're damned to repeat it. We freaking repeated history about 5, 6, 7 times now within the last decade, and people aren't learning from it still. And that's what's really, you know, depressing. And honestly, you can only imagine that it's going to get worse. You know, I don't want to get to a point where I have to fear for my kids' lives when I do have kids. Because school shootings are still an issue. And yes, they say all school security is being upgraded, this, that, and the third. If you don't start from basic level, which is just basic gun control laws, and most school security, the school security at my high school doesn't even carry guns. So really, there's nothing that we can do but get those guns out of the wrong hands. I understand there will be a big feud between the NRA and, you know, just people who feel like guns shouldn't be, you know, restricted. But those people need to understand that countless people are dying at the hands of guns in the hands of the wrong people. And as much as we cherish our children to say they are the future, we will not have a future without children, because they will all be dead if we don't instruct harsher gun laws and gun regulations. I'm sorry to get so dark and deep into the topic, but it's true. You know, so many innocent lives were taken, and as much as stories about this type of thing stream on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, as much as you just want to cry, those tears should be turned into anger, just like the tears of all those Parkland students were, and turned into much for our lives. And right now, it really is a march for our lives. It really is a fight for our lives. People take things for granted. Like, these guns, like, yeah, they protect you. You know, they make you feel safe when in the hands of the right person. But, yeah, you might not have ever experienced it being in the hands of the wrong person, whether you grew up in the right neighborhood or you just never put in that situation. But for those who have been put in that situation or have been living in that type of neighborhood, guns are scary and they're dangerous and they're life-threatening. You know, as much as we want to move forward from Parkland, from the Las Vegas shooting, from Sandy Hook, we can't do that unless something changes. You know, we can't move on. We can't move forward until we actually see a difference with our lawmakers and representatives. And it really seems like they're just turning a blind eye to all this. As much as they say, you know, they're sorry for what happened and they just really deeply hurt. If they were really deeply hurt, they would have made the law already. They would have tried to put forth the votes and legislation to make all of this, you know, slowly resolve, and the fact that gun laws are harsher. But since Sandy Hook, nothing has really been brought up. Nothing has really changed. Nothing has really benefited or impacted, you know, the issue, because it was really changed by the time of Sandy Hook afterwards, Santa Fe and Columbine wouldn't have happened. Or there was a lower chance of that happening. But since something happened from Sandy Hook, more students got killed, more teachers got killed. Not even in schools, just more human civilian lives in general were taken and shot down because of a lack of gun control and gun violence. And, this really takes a whole nother toll on people than you might think. To see a student, a classmate shot right in front of you, that is the most traumatizing thing that a student can ever experience. And you're talking about mental health. Well, mental health works both ways. Not only does it may have an effect on the person who was the shooter, but also has an effect on the person who survives the shooting. They're living with that trauma for the rest of their lives. That's practical PTSD on a minor. And it's disgusting to think that thoughts and prayers can solve that. We've been having this type of situation for the past 10 years now, and you think at some point people would say that's enough, would have passed the law or something. And yet here we are commemorating another shooting that has happened. And you know what? I personally haven't heard anything about Sandy Hook since about a year or two after it happened. You know why? Because every other year, every year, something new happens. Something new happens, something new we have to commemorate, something new we have to mourn over. And that's what's sickening. That's what's disgusting. Is that we can't just remember the past as the past because it keeps happening over and over again. It is a proven fact that in 2018, there was a school shooting every 45 days. Which means every 45 days, children would die. Parents would be crying over the phone, being told that their child was shot and killed. And the first school shooting of 2018 happened on January 22nd. Then the one after that happened on January 23rd. The one after was February 14th. Then March 20th. Then April 20th. Then May 11th. Then May 18th. Then May 25th. It keeps happening over and over and over again. And if we cannot realize this, if we cannot take these struggles and these issues and make it into a right, that more children is gonna die. I'm thankful that not much has happened yet in 2019, but I do know for a fact something will happen. Children will be shot and killed, parents will mourn, and we will just have to do another march. A march that just seems pointless at this point because no government official wants to do anything about the shooting crisis. We can sit here and chant and sing and pray and cry all we want, but it's just going to keep happening unless we do something about it. Now, I personally won't be able to vote in the next presidential election in 2020, but I do hope that whoever is elected can solve this issue. Because with Trump right now and his obsession over border patrol and immigration, it doesn't seem like he's taking the slightest adherence to shootings and keeping American civilians safe in that matter. Now, reading a recent CNN report, it made me realize several things. That one, the US has been a world power for a while, and two, other world powers are acting better than the US when it comes to guns and gun control. So here in front of me, I have a diagram on CNN. It shows the amount of school shootings that have happened in United States and several countries since 2009. 288 school shootings has occurred in the United States since 2009. In the last 10 years, in the last decade, almost 300 school shootings, 288 school shootings to be specific, has occurred since 2009 in the US. Now, we have several other countries: France, Germany, Canada, Japan, Italy, and the UK. All the same statistics since 2009. In Canada, two school shootings has occurred since 2009. The same with France, only two school shootings since 2009. Germany, one school shooting occurred. Japan, zero. Italy, zero. And the UK, zero. Now, the United States has a lot of issues, whether it's the economy, food waste, CO2 polluting our atmosphere, whatever it is. But it seems like where the US wrongs, other countries do not follow. They take that wrong example and turn it around. It's a proven, record of trends that show that the UK often follows the US in multiple things. I'm thankful that the UK has not followed the US in their shoes in the shooting agenda and the fight for gun right agenda. We are sitting here in America, one of the greatest countries in the world. We have so many issues, and the smallest issue is over guns, and we can't seem to get over that. And the fact that there's been 288 episodes in the last 10 years that have taken numerous amount of lives, and most of them being white male Americans. Let me just put that into your head again. White male Americans have been a majority of the school shooters. Not immigrants, not black men, not any other minority. It has solely been white American men that have been the shooters of all of these school shootings in America. Now, if that doesn't tell you something about the problems we have in this country and how minorities are being wrongfully targeted in this country for things that they have not done, that is an issue. And further down into the chart, we say Mexico is a bad place. Yes, it is in certain cases, but they only have eight school shootings since 2009. Well, we have a lot more than that, 288. Afghanistan, three school shootings. Brazil, two school shootings. Kenya, one school shooting. We as a major superpower here on this earth need to set the right example to everyone else that we say is behind us. But really, in so many cases, especially this case, the United States is way behind. We are struggling to cope with our power. We are struggling to have our citizens alive and keep our generations going because we can't stop on the most basic things that are killing our youth, which are guns. So that was my session on gun violence. I truly hope that this becomes a resolved issue within the next few years. But the way we've been going, it seems like we're not going to get there anytime soon. So I haven't decided on what my next topic will be on. If you have a suggestion, send me a voice message. But as for now, it will be a surprise. Thanks for listening. I hope to see you next time.